శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. గీతా ప్రబోధని, కాన్సైజ్ కామెంట్రీ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత బై స్వామి రామ్సుఖదాస్ మహారాజజీ. చాప్టర్ 3 ఫ్రమ్ వర్స్ 30 to 35. చాప్టర్ 3 వర్స్ 30. మై సర్వాణి కర్మాణి సన్యాస్యాత్ బ్రహ్మచేతసా నిరాశీర్ నిర్మమో భూత్వా యుద్ధ్యాసో విగతః జ్వరః. సరెండరింగ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ టు మీ విత్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఆన్ మీ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ డిజైర్ అండ్ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ మైండ్ అండ్ డిస్కార్డింగ్ యాంగ్విష్ ఆర్ మెంటల్ ఫీవర్ do your ordained duty of waging the war. Comment: if the spiritual aspirant happens to be a devotee, that means a devotional aspirant, he should offer all actions to God. Offering actions means not to do any actions for oneself, but to perform all actions for the happiness of God only. Chapter 3 verse 31. Yeme matamidam nityam anutishthanti manavah shraddhavanto nasuyantah muchyante tepi karmabhi. Those persons who, full of faith and free from cavil, constantly follow this teaching of mine, that is as described in verse 30, they too are liberated from bondage of all actions, which means karma. Comment: the Lord's opinion that all things, which means objects and actions, we get and separate from are not ours and they are not for us. The Lord's teaching, in fact, is the foremost principle following which all human beings can be liberated from the bondage of actions. Chapter 3 verse 32. Yetve tadabhyasuyantah nanu tishthanti mematam sarvajnana vimudham tan viddhinasthana chetasah. But those men who, finding fault with this doctrine of mine, do not follow it, deluded in the matter of all knowledge and discrimination, know them to be doomed to destruction. Chapter 3 verse 33. Sadrisham chestate swasyah prakritir jnanavan api prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. All beings follow their nature. Even a great man of knowledge acts in accordance with his own nature. Then what can restraint do? Comment: chetana tattva, that is consciousness, remains the same, while the prakriti, that is nature, always changes. Therefore, there is no change in the self of man of knowledge, but there is a difference in his swabhava or habitual nature. His swabhava is pure because it is not tainted with likes and dislikes. In spite of purity of his swabhava, which means habitual nature, the man of knowledge, depending upon the path he followed to attain knowledge, subtle impressions of that path are still left within him. Due to those impressions, he exhibits different behavior patterns. Chapter 3 verse 34. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe raghakdvesha vyasthitau tayorna vashamagatteta tahu yasya paripantinav. Attachment and aversion of man abide in every sense object through the feeling of like and dislike. Man should never come under their sway because they are the two principal stumbling blocks in the path of his spiritual progress. Comment. Raga dveshu arise, which means attraction and aversion arise, when by mistake we assume that the reason for our pleasure or pain is someone else. If the attraction and aversion arise in our subtle body, that is the inner sense or antakarana, which means inner sense, such as mind, intellect, no action should be performed under their sway, because by doing actions under their sway, the attraction and aversion, which is raga dveshav, become stronger. The spiritual aspirant should not be under the influence of raga dveshav, but should believe they are not in him. Raga dveshav come and go. We are aware of their coming and going. It means that we are separate from them. Chapter 3, verse 35. Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharmat suanushthithat swadharme nidhanam shreyah paradharmo bhayavahah. Better is one's own duty or dharma, though devoid of merit, than the duty of another well performed. Better is death in the fulfillment of one's own duty. The duty of another is fraught with fear. Comment. Performing one's duty unselfishly according to one's varna, that is, classification of society, ashrama, which means stage in life, etc., is called swadharma, which means one's own duty. What is prohibited for him is called paradharma, which means someone else's dharma or duty. If by performing an action, it results in harm to someone, like stealing, hurting someone, etc., this is not the duty or swadharma of anyone. These are bad actions, adharma or kudharma. In every action, that is dharma, there are kudharma, that means bad action, adharma, which means prohibited action, and paradharma, which means someone else's duty or dharma, are present. For example, thinking of doing bad to someone, cheating, etc., are kudharma in dharma. While performing yajna, which means sacrifice, making an offering of slaughtered animal is adharma in dharma. The actions which are not prescribed as swadharma for one, doing these actions is paradharma. One does not spiritually benefit by doing kudharma, adharma and paradharma. One gains spiritual benefit from that dharma only, which means performing an action only, in which one relinquishes pride and selfishness, and the action benefits another person in present and future. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.